Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. The other day I was driving home from work, and it had been snowing throughout the day, and so the roads were a little icy. And I noticed that the other drivers on the road were being particularly attentive as they drove. They were making space for people who wanted to merge into their lane. They were slowing down and paying attention when people were turning around corners or running through stoplights maybe a little later than they should. And there was just this general sense of camaraderie as we navigated the roads home. And it was incredibly striking to me. It was a very ordinary experience. But what I kept thinking on the drive home was about how everyone was offering this grace to each other. They weren't assuming the person in the other car was a terrible driver or that they didn't know what they were doing, but they just knew they were trying to get home and were trying to make everything as easy and as painless as possible for everyone. And it made me think, what would it look like if I lived like we were driving that day? What would it look like to assume the best in the other person and to just offer them grace? Often we speak of grace in relation to how God is giving us this free and unmerited favor. And that's true, but there's also a grace that we can offer to one another that in a sense is unmerited also. We don't know that the other person deserves exactly what we're offering to them, but there's a sense of freedom that comes on both sides. I know I've had experiences where I messed up or I made a mistake, and then when I turn to the person who is in charge or who's running something or who I need to answer to, and the moments that they offer me something that I don't deserve are incredible moments where I am profoundly grateful for them, and that I also have this greater freedom interiorly. And so this drive home kept making me reflect on what would that look like if we all lived with this attentiveness and awareness of the other and just assumed the best in them? And even more than wondering, it made me begin to desire that I would live with more grace, that I would offer to others an expansiveness of my heart rather than a littleness, that I would be a reflection of Christ to others, not just when it was comfortable for me or when I wanted to, but in particular when the other person needed me to be a reflection of Christ. And so this offering of grace invites us to be free and permits us to be able to become the best version of ourselves. Who is the person in my life or the people in my life that are the hardest to offer grace to? And what particular graces do I desire the Lord to give me so that I may be able to live this life well, to journey well with others? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the many profound graces that you pour upon us every day. Grant me the ability to recognize those graces and to use them to respond to others with profound graciousness and kindness. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.